another drive down the middle on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. And thanks for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate it. We continue with interviews from days gone by. This time, we are joined by John Mills, a former PGA Tour professional who is now making his cash on the Nationwide Tour. This interview from 2 years ago as well. Enjoy John Mills with the Golf Guy.
I don't think of it as being a big step. 2 years ago, I was out on the Nationwide, and so I basically had a kind of a full year of experience playing out here. Didn't do real well, but it was obviously I learned a lot, and I was actually pretty excited to get back to this level and show that I can compete at this level.
Now, one of the biggest things, I guess, is putting together solid four rounds. I think any professional golfer will tell you that. Last weekend was an example. You had two solid starting rounds. Maybe went off track a little bit in the last two. Do you attribute that to anything? Is that part of the mental game that develops that we hear so much about with amateurs? Or is that something you're working on very hard?
It's definitely something that it needs to keep being improved. I think last week was a little different the way the course was and how hard it got as the week went on. But again, it's not that I was happy with the 75, but that's just something I can't do anything about. And I was just trying to play well on Sunday, and I ended up getting it back, finishing well, but. I think in the future, it's something to be worked on. And again, I think that does come a little bit with the mental part of the game.
Now let's talk a little bit about your roots here in the Quinte area. Junior out playing at Bay of Quinte. Did you ever have difficulty knowing that you were going to take up a sport full-time? Was there ever a time where you thought maybe this course doesn't give me any challenges? Or was there anything you did in particular out there to possibly give yourself some challenges?
No, not really. Growing up playing the Bay of Quinte, it was a great place to play. Personally, because I had a lot of guys that were my age that I played with, and it kept me competitive. And we had a lot of competition between a bunch of kids, and who, in fact, we kind of grew up playing together, and even some into the pros. And if you have that kind of growing up, it definitely helps. And, no matter what golf course, because it really just helps you compete. And, it was something that I loved doing and that I kept doing.
Now, tell us a little bit about what's in your bag this year, John. Anything new? Anything exciting?
No, just Titleist. I haven't really switched anything. I've kept the same Titleist irons, same Titleist driver. I'm not going to change much. I'm going to do with what I basically used to get here, and keep it at that. There's some drastic changes. I'm going to just keep using the same stuff.
Now, are you one of those guys that might have like 20, 25 different putters in their basement, and that changes with the direction of the wind sometimes? Or?
Well, I have some extra putters, but it's, I've used the same putter for the last 2 years, so... before that, I was kind of switching a little bit off and on, and, because I think that was just not finding something I was comfortable with, and, I really like the putter, the Scotty Cameron putter that I have now, and I've stuck with it.
John Mills joining us. Of course, John is on the Nationwide Tour this year, and a very special guest here on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. Now, you walked the halls of Centennial Secondary here in Belleville, and at one time, did you ever think that you'd be getting interviewed by a man as famous as Jody Jenkins? Was there ever that thought in your head?
Not at all. That was a dream of mine.
And he's sarcastic as well. When will we see ever in the area this year much at all, John?
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully get back in the air. I'm going to be coming up hopefully to play in the Canadian Open, and even though that's the Glen Abbey, I like to, when I am back in that area, I like to head back there and see some friends that are still in the area. And, it's not very often that I get back, but definitely like to get back in the area, every once or twice a year.
Yeah, there's no doubt it must be tough with the schedule that you have. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the things you do in your off time. I mean, do you just get out there and play golf constantly, or when you want downtime, what do you do?
Basically, nothing. Full relaxation. And after Panama, I just kind of came back and didn't do anything for 2 days. Didn't help getting over being sick a little bit, but I don't know what that's from. But it's just, you know, I'd like to take a day or two off and kind of regroup and then get back out to practice and, you know, to relax, like, do anything, you know, just watch a couple movies, you know, just hang out with some friends.
You're very dedicated, John. And before we let you go here, just tell us briefly, if you can, top two Ontario golf courses that big favorites of yours?
Favorites of mine? That's a good question. St. George's is always up there. What would be another favorite?
No pressure, but Trillium Wood is one of the big sponsors of our show.
Trillium's a good golf course. It's definitely a good layup. I don't know if it'd be top two. maybe top three, but Hamilton's a good golf course.
Hamilton Golf and Country.
I love the old traditional golf courses. But, you know, there's so many good golf courses up around Toronto and, you know, all the way up there as well. So they're just... they're all over the place.
Now, speaking of Hamilton, I'll just ask you this one last question. You were involved in the Canadian Open up there last year, and did you find the rough, like when they talk about the rough with the PGA, how some people complain about it? What's your feeling on that? Is it, can it get, obviously it can get too long, but what do you feel about that?
Well, 2 years ago I would have said shorter the better, because the accuracy part of my game wasn't quite where it should be.
Yeah.
It's getting better, so I'm starting to understand the importance of it. You know, I really don't mind. I think it's something that if you go to a tournament course and you have the long rough, it's just something you have to adapt. You got to realize everyone's going to be playing it, so it's the same for everyone. You know, so personally, you know, I guess for preference, I would rather have the long grass, because, you know, that's what you got to be playing on the PGA Tour. So the more I get to play that, the better.
Excellent. You can catch John Mills on the Nationwide Tour all this year, and hopefully he'll be at a course near you sometime. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell... who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments, from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.